Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Well, tonight I want to talk to you about reaching for the extraordinary. Hallelujah. We got just 20 minutes, and I want you to turn to Proverbs 22 and verse 29. It says, "Do you see a man who excels?" Can you say the word excel? "Do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men." Excellence promotes you. Excellence opens doors of opportunity for you. Excellence brings you into a higher realm always. The Bible says he will stand before kings. Amen. And so tonight, I just want to look into excellence, what excellence is. We're going to share 7 points of excellence. And how do we walk in it? Why is it important to pursue excellence? If you pursue mediocrity, you're always going to just be one of the crowd. Amen. But I'm determined that my life is going to count for something. Amen. And each and every person, no matter who you are, God's put a gift in you. He's put ability in you that can cause you to excel. Hallelujah. Excellence is man's faith response to God's presence. Can I say it again? Excellence is man's faith response. Hallelujah. A faith response says, "I can do better than this." A faith response says, "Perfection is my destiny." Amen. Now, when we look at that excellence defined, it says excellence is the attention to detail that gives birth to outstanding performance, which leads to a successful life. Hallelujah. I notice the Bible says when you hide the word in your heart, you meditate on it, you will excel. You will prosper. Hallelujah. And you will be successful. It will give you good success. Taking heed and paying attention to the word of God will always bring about a shift of excellence in your life. Amen. You and I need to understand something tonight. Promotion doesn't come from man. Promotion comes from God. God is watching over you. You can be excellent right there in the corner where nobody's watching you. But when you do it excellently, God will promote you. God will make a way for you. Promotion does, listen to this. Promotion does not mean more money. A lot of people at work, they're looking for promotion. They're looking for more money. But promotion doesn't mean more money. Promotion means more responsibility. Amen. Promotion means increased accountability and responsibility. Amen. It means increased responsibility. It's the privilege of being asked to do more than somebody else. I don't know if you, in a workplace, I used to often be amazed at those people. If the boss asks you to do anything more than what you're doing, it's not in my job profile. How dare he ask me? That's why you're where you are. That's why 20 years on, you're still waiting for your promotion. Because you think promotion means money. It means increased responsibility. You know what that tells me? That you decide when you are promoted. You decide when you're going to take more responsibility in your workplace. Amen? Don't sit there with a closed mind. Have your mind active. Have your heart active. Have yourself watching. What's going on here? How can I make this company better? Amen? You say, "Who cares? Not my company." That's the attitude that never gets a promotion. Amen. Are you with me tonight? Don't look for money. Look for more responsibility. That's why lazy people never get a promotion. Because they always do just enough. But thank God, excellence brings distinction into our lives. And let me tell you, the Bible says that Daniel had an excellent spirit. Hallelujah. And that's what caused him to rise in God. Amen. So when I look at 7 keys to open doors of excellence in your life, okay? I'm going to share 7 keys. Number 1, All men want to excel, but few are willing to pay the price. Listen, we must enjoy today's level of excellence. Enjoy. Enjoy what you're doing well, but don't camp there. Start reaching for more. Amen. It's when you get satisfied, that's when you start becoming dull. We must have a sharp edge. Amen. Listen, no matter how excellent you are, there's always place for improvement. There's always place to do better. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 9:24 says, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. In other words, applies self-discipline. Amen. Stands up when he doesn't feel like it. Works when others aren't working. Applies himself when nobody knows that he's doing it. Because he has an excellent spirit. Amen. Paul says, I discipline my body. I bring it under subjection. Unless when I have preached to others, I am disqualified. Hallelujah. Excellence requires of yourself. An excellent spirit is never hypocritical. An excellent spirit leads from the front, leads by example. Amen. Requires things of yourself. Amen. Number two, excellence is not a destination, it's a process. Hallelujah. Perfection is not excellence. That's a very dead end. If you strive for perfection, man, you're gonna. But excellence is a destiny. It's continuously adjusting. Amen. Because once you mastered something, excellence will require that you step into the next thing. Excellence brings promotion. Amen. An excellent spirit will always find himself taking on more challenges. Hallelujah. Are you with me? You're not competing against others. You're competing against yourself. Amen. You're competing against the standards God has set. Hallelujah. Philippians 3:13. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do. Forgetting the things that are behind and reaching forward, I reach towards those things that are ahead. I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I'm competing with myself. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, you got a problem when everybody says you're doing well and you know you've not done well, but now you rest on it. Hallelujah. How many of you have had people compliment you, say, hey, you did well. Meantime, you know, hey, that was 70%. Amen. Hallelujah. You can't lie to yourself. Hallelujah. Oh, you did so well. My God, I know I could have still done that, could have still done that, could have still done that. Somebody say amen. You're competing against yourself. You're pressing towards a goal. You're pressing to fulfill. And listen, when you press to fulfill the call of God, you will always discover deeper dimensions in God. Because no matter how much you grow, there's more growth to come. Somebody say amen. Number three, when you're looking for excellence, you will never discover the shortcut that leads there. Can I say it again? If you're looking for excellence, you will never discover the shortcut that leads there. Because excellence is a hard-earned gain. Excellence is achieved line upon line, precept upon precept. It's a constant pressing. Miles Monroe says, success is the result of small things done right continuously. Amen. Just paying attention to those details. Proverbs 21:5, the plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty, but those of everyone who is hasty, surely to poverty. It's not a quick fix. Amen. You don't get there quick. Excellence always avoids the path of least resistance. Excellence makes sure that it happens. Proverbs 20 verse 4. The lazy man will not plow because of winter. He will beg during the harvest and have nothing. It's amazing. There's always people that has every excuse under the sun. Have you met them? They've always got an excuse why. My boss used to have a sign above his desk. Any excuse is a bad excuse. Now, what's your story? Amen. If you have to give an excuse, it means you failed. Hallelujah. But thank God there are people who refuse to fail. Amen. Who want to accomplish the task. Amen. So, excellence, there's no shortcut to excellence, my friend. Excellence is picking yourself up by your bootstrap and saying, I'm going to do this thing right. Hallelujah. Number four, just good enough is never acceptable behavior for those in pursuit of excellence. Just good enough is not good enough. Amen. The status quo is only acceptable to mediocre people. I don't want to be mediocre. Amen. I don't want to settle for a status quo. You need to ask yourself these three questions. How can I do this better? What can I do to improve my life? Where in my own life have I settled for the status quo? It's amazing how many times we settle in certain things, but we require it of others. Isn't it amazing how you can excuse yourself, but yet judge others? But we never settle for a status quo. Somebody say, never settle. Amen. When things not right in your life, pray about it. Seek the face of God about it and apply yourself to it. Amen. Get yourself up there going. You know what happened to Saul? Samuel said to Saul, now you go and you go and destroy all the works of the enemy. And Saul goes and he destroys everything, but he keeps certain things for himself. He said, well, mediocre is fine. I almost did everything, so you should be thankful. Amen. Like, I'll wash your car for you. I'll wash the whole car. Just the windows are still dirty. Aren't you thankful? Amen. Hallelujah. No, I'm not thankful. How do you take your car to the car washer when he's almost done? You say, hey, watch here. What's there? Why? You expect it to be done right. Amen. And Saul says, well, I've done all the will of the Lord. And Samuel says to him, then what's this bleating that I hear in my ear? Amen. Mediocre is not good enough. Don't leave anything undone. Can I say it today? Don't leave anything undone. Hallelujah. Procrastination is the enemy of excellence. Hallelujah. Do it now. That's something about my wife. Sometimes I say, nah, man, I can do that. No, do it now. Just leave me alone. I want to relax. No, I cannot relax till this is done. Oh, Jesus, here we go. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what it requires. You leave nothing for tomorrow that you can do today. Amen. Number five, mediocrity is willing to accept the ordinary because it is unwilling to reach for the extraordinary. The proof of desire is reaching for more. Hallelujah. No matter where you are, desire is the proof of progress. Hallelujah. I desire that. I'm pressing that. I'm pressing towards the mark. Hallelujah. I read this thing. It said, what keeps people from reading, from reaching out? Hallelujah. The worst thing you can do is say, okay, now I've reached the place and now I'm going to sit on my wheelchair. Not on my wheelchair, on my rocking chair. I've done a lot in life, you know. Phew. When you reach that point, you're finished. Amen. There's always more. Somebody say there's always more. The first thing that keeps people from reaching is a word called homeostasis. It's your own personal comfort level. It's your unconscious tendency to be drawn irresistibly to doing what you've always done. Isn't it amazing? Doing what you've always done. This is just the way it is around me. No, I don't want that tendency. Come on, lift your hands and say, God set me free from that tendency. Doing what I've always done. Have you ever wondered why you are where you are? and tested why you do what you do and how you do what you do. Amen. Because it might just be that you're in a self-imposed prison. Amen. I'll never forget my brother when he was a game farm ranger, and they set up this beautiful game farm, and he was running this whole game farm, and then the owner bought another 3 game farms next door so there can be a bigger game farm. And they went and they fenced all the game farm, and it was the time of drought, and the animals were dying of drought and not enough feed, and they used to take feed in, and then they were so excited because now they're going to open the other section into all the other 3 farms where there was water and all kinds of things. And they came at last and they pulled down that fence, the existing farm from the others. And when they pulled the fence down, do you know the animals still ran to where the fence used to be? And they would not cross into the other side, even though they were starving. You know what my brother and them had to do? They had to put animal feed on the border so that they eat it. Then they put the animal feed 3 meters ahead. They wouldn't go there. They had to pull it closer, 1 meter. So just step in, feed, and back into where they've always been. Meantime, there's a whole new horizon in front of them. And once they got used to that, they moved the feed another meter forward. Moved it another meter forward. And eventually they were like 20 meters in. And the animals were still running back to where they used to be. And it just kept moving. And eventually the animals realized, hey, there's no borders here. I want to say to you, there's no borders to what God has prepared for you. Hallelujah. There's something greater for you. Amen. Don't submit to personal conscious comfort levels. Number 2, psychosclerosis. It's the natural tendency to fall in love with your own ideas and then vigorously defend them against anything new. Amen. Hallelujah. Have you met people like that? You talk to them, have you thought about, oh no, they'll defend their idea. No matter how much you say, they will defend it. Because God forbid they do something new. Amen. But excellence requires that you step into new things. Listen, life is changing all the time. Hallelujah. You can't just keep doing the same thing. We can't have children's church and we're still teaching felt board stories. The kids have gone past that long time ago. Amen. They're looking for media. They're looking for the best. Hallelujah. We can't come to church and there's still a pipe organ here. Amen. We come to church and there's a big pipe organ and there's an old lady playing the pipe organ. Listen, in their days they were cutting edge technology. But there's new things in Jesus. Amen. There's new things. Hallelujah. Press for the new. Amen. Don't fall back into your own ideas. Have your mind open. You know, that's what blessed me about Pastor Fred and Al. They always had an open mind. Hallelujah. Be sharp. Because listen, what makes you unique is the new ideas that God gives you. In your workplace, think, how can I do this better? How can I apply myself? That's what puts value into your life. Amen. That's the value that comes into that company. Examples of people who stretch their faith. If we look at Noah, what did Noah do? He had to challenge his old mindset. He had to build a ship in the middle of the Free State. Amen. Never seen rain in his life. But he was preparing. He was prepared to accept new ideas. Somebody say amen. Think about Abraham. Abraham had to also stretch his faith. He had to offer Isaac. He had to leave the nation where he was and step into something new. Hallelujah. God says, get out of your country, out of the place we are, into some new land that I'm going to show you. I want to say to you today, there's a new land. There's a new promise. There's bigger things that God has prepared for you. Amen. Number 6, sacrifice road is only traveled by those who desire to avoid mediocrity at all costs. People that are willing to sacrifice. Listen, we must hate mediocrity. Amen. be willing to sacrifice. He who would accomplish little must sacrifice little. He who would accomplish much must sacrifice much. And he who would attain highly must sacrifice greatly. Nothing comes easy. If you've got a new idea for a business, you must sacrifice it. You can't employ other people. It's not their baby. Amen. You know who suffers for the baby? The mother. The maids are there. The father's there. The mother suffers for that baby. Because then it's her baby. Amen. Don't give your baby to other people. They won't look after your baby. Amen. It's yours. Great sacrifice is required if you're going to go ahead. Listen, to press into new things, there's always a pain barrier. Amen. It's always going to require more hours from you than from other people. Hallelujah. It's always going to require that when others are all, you know, they're watching the clock and exactly the right time, off they go. Have you seen some people like that? Their lunchbox is ready. And I mean, 10 minutes before lunch, the lunchbox is already out. And 7 minutes to lunch, they start unclipping the lunchbox. And they stand ready. They start moving the chairs out of the way. Amen. Then they start making sure nobody's going to phone them to take the phone off the hook. Because 12 o'clock's coming. Amen. They're just watching the clock. They're just living in existence. Amen. They're not ready. They're not ready to sacrifice. But people who give the extra, who go the extra mile, those are the ones who press into promotion. Amen. Those are the ones who show excellence. The people who will not just leave it like it is. Hallelujah. He wants to make sure it's right. Amen. Make sure things are right around you. Make sure all the I's are dotted and all the T's are crossed. Hallelujah. That's what it takes. If you want to reach your God-given destiny, you must understand it will require of you to make great sacrifice. It doesn't come easy. It's a fight, my friend. Can I say it again? To fulfill God's call is a fight. It requires some kind of sacrifice. Hallelujah. And I just want to step right over because we finished with time. I'll go to number 7. Understand this. That seed is the greatest weapon to achieve an extraordinary life. Hallelujah. You have to sow seed. You have to give of yourself. You have to step in there. You have to tata my chance. You have to invest some money in something. You have to go that extra mile. You have to invest some effort. You have to do something for people with no return. Amen. You have to invest of yourself if you want to break into new areas. Hallelujah. Seed is a great weapon. When you start blessing, you start giving. Listen, many people understand it. Many companies understand it. If they want to break into your business, they'll give you freebies. They'll sacrifice. They'll make sure that they send you their promo stuff. Amen. They say the first 10 is on me. Amen. Even drug dealers understand the principle. The first one's on me. Amen. What's he know? He knows the principle. I'm not saying become a drug dealer. I'm saying this is the way it is in business. Amen. I knew a young man. He was believing God for a job. So he went. He found the company. He was really believing God for a job in that company. He went to the company. They said, listen, we don't have openings. He said, listen, please don't pay me a salary. I don't need a salary. All I want to do is be here. And he started cleaning and walking around with a broom, you know, and making sure this is clean, that's clean. The next, after about a month or two, they started saying, where's he? We need him to clean here as well. Need him to clean. He worked himself straight into a job. Amen. He sacrificed his way in. Listen, seed is a mighty weapon. Hallelujah. You must be willing to sow into that thing. Give of your effort. Amen. Hallelujah. You're in a company and you believe in God for a promotion. Why don't you get on the internet and study your own company? Hello. Find out what his vision and mission statement is. What does this boss really want to achieve? Get yourself sharp. Amen. So you're not just one of the normal, hey, where's my money? I work 3 hours overtime. Amen. Hallelujah. Say with me, seed is a great weapon. Amen. Say it again. Seed is a great weapon. It's a great principle. If you want to reap a harvest, you must sow a seed. Amen. If you're looking for new opportunity, you need to sow a seed into that thing. You need to give the excellence. You need to give the time. You need to study. You need to prepare yourself. You need to go and study the market. Amen. Start becoming au fait with what's going on around you. Hallelujah. Have you ever seen some businesses, they're so stuck in the past. You walk in there, they got none of the new products. Isn't it amazing? Sometimes you walk into a shop. Now, Danny, this blows me. Okay? You walk into the shop. They sell only certain products. But when you go there, they don't have stock. But the doors are open. Give me a break. But they believe in God. We're going to sell 1 million today. Hallelujah. How many on your shelves? Well, we don't have stock. Do you really want one? Okay, we're going to have to order you one from Joburg. How long will it take? 4 weeks to get here. Forget it. I'm going to go to the next company. Amen. Sowing seed. Everybody say with me, sowing seed is a great weapon. Hallelujah. When opportunities present itself, be ready to sow a seed. Be ready to give of yourself. Amen. When there's opportunities and your boss asks you to do something that's not in your job profile, hallelujah, he's just offered you a promotion. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh no, he's abusing me. He's making work. Well, if you think like that, you will stay abused. Thank you very much for your enthusiasm. The Bible says the generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will be watered himself also. Proverbs 11:25. Have courage. Sow into your future. As you go into this week, I believe God's going to open opportunities for you. He's going to open doors where you can be a blessing to others. And often those blessings are asking nothing in return, just being a blessing. Just touching other lives. That's how you develop. And guess what happens? Your capacity starts developing. Amen. Sometimes, like the one time I wanted to help somebody, my wife said, but you know nothing about that. I said, but I want to help him. By the time I finished helping him, I knew about that thing. Amen. Guess whose knowledge base increased? Moi. Amen. Hallelujah. Be a blessing, and you will be blessed. Come on, everybody, stand with me tonight. Father, thank you tonight for your mighty anointing on us. Thank you for the spirit of excellence on this house. Thank you, Lord, that we strive, we press. We do not stay where we are. We do not have closed minds, but we have renewed minds by your spirit this week. And Lord, I thank you that this week opportunities will present themselves to each and every one of us. And Father, we thank you. In this house, there shall be a spirit of excellence. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. In this house, there shall be promotion. There shall be open doors. And I bless your saints. I thank you this week, Lord, for sharp minds, for insight, for wisdom and revelation. As we apply ourselves, you will teach us and you will show us great things, Father. I thank you that tonight in this house are solutions to our businesses. Hallelujah. Are solutions to every problem in the business, Father. Here in this house, Lord, you're anointing men and women who will bring breakthrough to their departments, breakthrough to their businesses, because you are always doing something new. Father, your word says, behold, I do a new thing. And I thank you now for your anointing on us, your anointing on your saints, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.